7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Thank you for calling. The toll-free number you have dialed is currently being checked for trouble. Please try your call later. Thank you for using AT&T.
It's 7:48 p.m.
Oh, but it is with a most heavy heart that I regret to inform you. That time is incorrect. Oh, yes, you can trust me. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and we're happy about that. Why? Because that is the time at which we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. You're welcome. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this extraordinarily questionable committee, in which I have no real duties other than pouring the tea. And it's most delicious. What kind of tea are we drinking today? I can hear all of you asking. But some of you are already placing bets. What is he drinking today? Oh, let's see. Well, the odds of Dahong Pao are about 2-1. The odds of, or I should say 1-2. The odds of it being Jinja Mei, 1-3. The odds of it being Chie Guan Yin, about 1-4. Gunpowder, 1-10. Yeah, I could list odds all day, but what you really want to know is what I'm drinking. Yeah, we're on the Jinjin Mei today, and boy, is it delicious. Yes, it is. I love tea. Tea is so delicious. I'm doing pretty good today. Got a little muscle action trying to irritate me today, but I refuse to listen. I absolutely refuse to listen to the messages that my body is telling me. As I look out the window, I'm noticing that it is wet. It must have rained. Why did it rain? Oh, that explains something. That explains the wind last night. As I was trying to go to sleep last night, just at about 3 a.m. Yeah, that seems right. Wind. There was wind noise. And I found that annoying, and it was not letting me sleep. But I ended up sleeping pretty good. It looks rainy, so I guess it's cold again today, and that's fine. Oh, and that reminds me of what happened last night, and this morning. This is weird. How did this happen? This is, okay. Last night, while I was trying to go to sleep, I was watching some motorcycle racing. This is something that I've been doing for the last couple nights, maybe about the last week or so. I go to bed while I'm watching some motorcycle races. And for some reason, I fall asleep to this because, yeah, it makes no damn sense whatsoever. Hello, my name is Tobe. And if you're wondering what kind of motorcycle races, Speedway Grand Prix, you know, that's some fun stuff. I do like to watch that. So, this is what was going on last night. Motorcycle racing. And yeah, I eventually fell asleep. I was easily asleep by 3:30. Even though the wind sort of kind of tried to keep me awake, it was defeated by my powers of sleeping. Whew. Which is the joke there, because I don't sleep. Anyway, and so when I woke up about an hour ago now, when I woke up, I sort of rolled over and opened my eyes, and I looked at the TV, which was still on, and it's Anna Karenina, the Vivian Lee version, right? And I'm like, oh, Anna Karenina. Yeah, awesome. I must have been watching movies last night and I fell asleep with the TV on. No, I was watching motorcycle racing. Okay, this doesn't make sense. Because in order for me to go from motorcycle racing to Anna Karenina, the channel would have had to been changed. Because think about it. They don't play Tolstoy stories on the sports channel. You can watch the sports channels all day, all night, for years on end, and you're never going to see any work by Tolstoy. You are not going to see Anna Karenina ever on any of those channels. And conversely, on the classic movie channel that plays things like Anna Karenina, you are never, ever going to see any motorcycle racing. Well, I say that, but they do play Elvis movies, and Elvis was in a racing movie, but I think it was a car racing movie. And, you know, they play old Steve McQueen films, so occasionally you're going to see some motorcycle action, but you're not going to see, you know, 3.5 hours of motorcycle racing. You're just going to see motorcycles in the movie context. So what happened overnight? I didn't change the channels. How did we go from Speedway Grand Prix to Anna Karenina? You know, I was trying to figure that out. Well, because I think, what race was I watching? Where is that town? Is that town in Poland? Is that town in Czechia? Where was I watching Grazau or was I watching Torun last night? I don't know. But I'm trying to make the Tolstoy connection here, right? Obviously, obviously, obviously. So I don't know what happened. How did my TV manage to magically go from, oh, I have an idea. Maybe it was the cat. When in doubt, blame the cat. Maybe my cat was walking through and stepped on the remote control and hit the back button and it went to, you know, the Russian movie channel. And yes, it is the Russian movie channel today. I'm disappointed because there's no Godzilla. I thought for sure we're going to get Godzilla again today. But I was robbed. What do we have? Anna Karenina is still on. Guess what's coming up next? No, just take a wild guess. If you guessed, because remember, I said it's Russian movie channel. Okay, so what's coming up next? And no, we're not actually watching Russian movies. We're watching American movies that have a vaguely Russian theme. And so what's coming up next? That's right. Tolstoy. No. No, we actually got Pasternak. So yeah, Zhivago comes on next. And yes, I will watch Dr. Zhivago for all the balalaika scenes because, you know, I like balalaikas. And we should get one. Anyway, and guess what comes on after that? Remember, it's Russian-themed movie day. Yeah. And if you guessed, well, what could it be? What are your options here? name some other famous Russian-themed movies. I can't be bothered. Basically, what's coming up next is Dostoevsky. Yeah? Uh-huh. That's right. The Brothers Karamazov. So yeah, we got, it's Tolstoy, Pasternak, Dostoevsky Day. For all of those people here in America who cannot be bothered to read a book, they can pretend that they are at all of their pseudo-intellectual cocktail parties just because they managed to see the movies on TCM. Thanks, Ted. Oh, this is good tea, too. I'd rather be watching Godzilla. Anyway, yeah, no, that's what I want to watch. I want to watch Dr. Zhivago, and then, you know, about halfway through, Godzilla shows up. Or the Brothers Karamazov, where one of the brothers is Godzilla. Okay, now, Now I will watch your pseudo-intellectual ass fake stump. Okay. Give me Godzilla. Godzilla is so much deeper than so many literary themes that we see in 19th century and 20th century Russian literature. Okay? That's old dinosaur stuff. Godzilla is much more representative of at least the 20th century, the American century, the nuclear century, the atomic age, the Cold War. I could go on forever, and I want to talk about Godzilla all day today, but we're not going to. We're not going to, because I don't want to do this either, but I have to relate to you, the carnival of failure that was my life yesterday. It was just a one long running joke of fail. Last night, or yesterday, I was trying to make something. Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee may remember that I said, you know, we got to figure out how to split the clock signal off of the audio signal from the pocket operator. And so I thought, okay, I'll go out and I'll buy a special cable for this. So I go to store number one that's close to my house. They don't have it. And I was promised that they did have it. Oh, I was so angry. So I went across the street to the dollar store with very low hopes, but they did have some other really weird cables that I've needed recently. But yeah, no, they didn't have any. Fine. So I drive out to another store that is far away, and I actually had to drive by my house so I could come in here and do some stuff real quick. Then I went out to the other store, blah, blah, blah. And I saw some clothes that I almost bought. And then I went to their electronics department, and they had the exact same stuff as the other store, just in a different package. Same company, same manufacturer and everything, just labeled differently. It's like, oh, you bastards. And of course, they didn't have the cable. So I came home thinking, all right, fine, they don't have the cable, I will just make something because I have the parts. You know, I've got a 3-conductor 1/8-inch jack. I've got a couple of 2-conductor ones. I can just split it off, blah, blah, blah. I've actually got the box, and the jacks are already even mounted in the box. It'll just take me about 5 minutes of soldering to do this. 2 hours later, I still had nothing, and I was working. It was the most frustrating thing I've done in the longest time. I literally worked on this for 2 hours. And all I had to do was make, what, four? One, two, three. Yeah, four solder connections. That's all I had to do. And I couldn't get it right. I do not know why. You would think that this wasn't so hard. And the worst part of it was, is my brain kept telling me that I was doing it wrong. You know, and so I would see something and I think, oh, wait, no, that's wrong. And so then I think, oh, that has to go to there. And so then I would solder that instead. And then I would realize, oh, it doesn't work because, no, what I thought was right was actually right. And I have made it wrong after the fact. Soldering and resoldering, could not figure it out. Finally, getting out the multimeter, checking everything. This should work, but for some reason it doesn't. And then I started remembering, wait a minute, did a little drop of solder fall down? Regardless, I don't even want to think about this anymore. Because like I said, this was a 5-minute job that, it actually took more than 2 hours. And I kept going back to it occasionally throughout the day, looking in there going, what the hell, why is this not? So anyway, I gotta order something. I'm gonna have to order more parts. Just the stupidest thing. And that's the other thing I don't understand. Why does this cable not work? I have an insert cable right here. Why does this not work? I do not understand. Maybe we need to try it again. Maybe I'll just mess with that today. I don't know. So depressed. So I go down online to look to buy this cable. Cannot find one anywhere. I know these exist. In fact, I can drive over to the sound and lighting place and I can get the cable, but it would have to be 1/4-inch, and then I would have to get adapters, and I'm not adding more crap when I'm trying to make less crap. So anyway, I accomplished nothing yesterday. Lots and lots of work for absolutely no payoff, which is just absolutely distressing. This is the kind of thing that destroys my soul. But, you know, whatever. Absolutely whatever. So I was sort of mad last night, thinking, oh, great, what are we going to do? What are we going to do for Dubious Goals Committee? I accomplished nothing, absolutely nothing. Well, then I had an idea. And I don't know, I guess we could test this idea out if we wanted to. And basically what I was thinking is I want to be able to drive around and listen to LED signs in my car. But this kind of requires a bunch of equipment. And the other annoying thing is that it requires me to wear headphones. And I don't want to wear headphones while I'm driving because it reduces my ability to hear ambient sound, which I need to drive. And so I thought, okay, well, I could add a speaker, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, I could use my amp, and and I figured out a way where I could use this little tiny amplifier I made, but I'd still have to wear headphones. And then it occurred to me, oh, duh, Tobe, don't be stupid. You have two tools that will solve this problem. And both tools are radio transmitters. And of course, when I say they are radio transmitters, I mean, these are perfectly legal, absolutely 100% FCC approved radio transmitters that conform to all laws and regulations and local whatever things are going on. You know, these transmitters that I have that are your basic 0.0025 watts of power. It couldn't possibly be, you know, anything else would be illegal. That would, you know, don't break any laws. You know, I mean, come on, don't be ridiculous. But anyway, I thought, you know, all you got to do, Tobe, all you got to do is hook the magic light sensor thing up to an amplifier, feed it into the transmitter in the car, and then that way all you have to do is turn on your car radio and you can listen to the wackiness on the car radio. And I thought, hey, that would be good if you're driving around with people too. You know, it was a couple years ago they were actually putting, you know, audio input jacks on car stereos so people could plug in their iPod. What happened to iPods? Yeah, that's Apple computer making, you know, those products that last for time. Good job, Apple. Clowns. Yeah, remember when Apple was the open source platform? I do. Regardless, so I've been thinking, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should hook all this stuff up, then I can give people tours at night of all of the singing LED signs in my town. Jump in the car, come on, let's turn on the radio and listen to signs. Okay, add battery to oscillator. And we have oscillator and hit run on sequencer. Just to remind everyone what it is that we're going to be listening for. Yeah, that's pretty annoying. I have to agree. So what we need to do right now is unplug the speaker. And we plug in the transmitter instead, and we turn on the transmitter. Oh, yes. Oh, and it's not even at full power. It's at 200 microwatts. Yeah. Not milliwatts, microwatts. We're blasting the power today. Okay, so then we walk over here to the other side of the room. Well, you know, we're one step away. And we turn on my radio. And what frequency are we transmitting on? 107.3. Okay. Turn on the radio. And it's already tuned to 107.3. And listen, I hear clickety-clacks. Oh, it's because the sequencer has not started. Start the sequencer. Yeah, it sort of works. It is pitch shifted down, though. That's weird. And I'm standing in front of it. There we go. Okay. So, that's fun. What else can we do? Jeez. For these two antennas only being 2 meters apart, I should be getting a much better signal than that. What's the problem? We need to get into some tunage here. Yeah, maybe not. I don't feel like dealing with it. And besides, we don't need to have it be any better, because the whole point is not to try to send cool synthesizer over the radio. Turn this damn thing on. That's just making me annoyed. Okay. Success. I win again. You know what I'm actually thinking? This is going to come as a shock to so many. I think maybe I won't do anything today. I think I might just spend the day doing absolutely nothing. Does that sound like a good plan? Yeah, it kind of does. Maybe I should focus on eating. Maybe I should get some rest. I'm starting to get tired. That makes some kind of sense. But anyway, bring that beat up a little bit. Yeah, I don't know what this is. Last night when I was sitting around feeling bad for not being very productive and not creating some good content for the internet, I started messing around with the pocket operator. I was going to do something. Oh yeah, I was thinking I was going to make a new drum part so I could try to sync it up with everything else. But then, again, we have the entire sync problem because they think they're clever at teenage engineering. So anyway, I had this drum beat going, and then I started messing around with some other stupid stuff, and so now we got something that sounds stupid. Yeah, that's all it is. And why did this have to come into existence? Well, no other reason other than I was sitting there thinking, how am I gonna get this pocket operator to do anything other than play a drum beat? Because this is the Speak, the PO35, and it's supposed to be a sampler, but yeah, it's kind of a sampler, but it's the most lo-fi thing you can ever imagine. And so it doesn't have instruments. It just, you know, it has the drums that are the only instrument, and it's got that one drum track. And you've got 16 slots to put something in, and you cannot have any drums playing on top of each other. It is a mono voice. And so then all I got are these samples. Got no other synthesis engine. I can't play notes. So basically, I was thinking, well, maybe I can use some kind of sample, and if it's short enough, maybe it'll sound like notes if I mess with it enough. And that's what this is. That thing that sounds like notes, that arpeggio that you're hearing, is really a vocal sample of somebody saying, la. It sounds like this. But since we're only using the very, very beginning of it, then we're just getting schnoiks. That's what those are called, schnoiks. But yeah, or at least we're getting some kind of notes out of it. We're getting some kind of arpeggio out of it. So this makes me wonder, do I need another pocket operator? Do I need another pocket operator that I can actually get some music that isn't samples out of? You know, at least we can sync them together, right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because for what another pocket operator costs, I could buy this other thing. And this other thing is just a straight-up synthesizer. Yes, it is a digital synthesizer, but it's 100% analog modeling. And it's strangely good. It's made by the same company that makes this little sequencer that I have. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to spend that amount of money, which is what, about $90 or $80 or something like that, yeah, I could buy a pocket operator. And yeah, they're versatile, but they don't sound very good, and blah, 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 etc., etc. Or I could buy the synthesizer, which sounds amazing. And yeah, it's a little limited. It's a monophonic synthesizer, and it's tiny. Yes, it's limited. It's not a pocket operator. It can't do 8 million things. It can only do 8 things. But sometimes that might be all you need. You know what I'm talking about? La! La! Yeah. And let's bring it back. That attack is weird. Yeah, and that's the problem with this. See, I need something a little bit more synthy. So I'm thinking maybe I will buy that tiny little pocket synthesizer. I've been thinking about this for a couple weeks now. And I'm thinking I'm gonna have to spend $15 or $20 to get a special cable that will split the sync, that'll split the clock off of this pocket operator. It doesn't seem like that should be this difficult. It should not be this difficult. Shouldn't this cable right here work? Why didn't this work when we tried it the other day? What the hell? Is it possible that I can kludge something together? Is it possible that I can? I don't know. It's still irritating the hell out of me. La! Now I know some of you are waiting for Bass Drop Baby. You're thinking, come on, Tub, Bass Drop Baby, put in some Bass Drop Baby. No. There will be no Bass Drop Baby today. This is not the Bass Drop Baby Committee. Although it should be. There are people who think it should be. Fifth columnists. Anyway, what you need to know is that this is, in fact, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day. Every day, people. That's why the content quality suffers sometimes. I can't be 100% awesome 100% of the time. You know, maybe like 50%. Maybe I can be 50% awesome 50%. Maybe I can be 10% awesome 90% of the time. I don't know. There's some kind of math problem here that I don't feel like doing. In fact, I'm just going to leave. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.